Yes, sir. Welcome to the Sharp 600, brought to you by Covers.com. My name is Joe Fortenball. Great to have you guys in today. Thank you so much for checking us out. Episode 70 of the program. In just a few moments, we'll go out to the Las Vegas desert. My good friend Chris Andrews, the sportsbook director at the South Point Hotel and Casino, is going to join us. He's got an update on all the action that's been taking place, both from a Super Bowl side perspective, a Super Bowl total perspective, and the props. He released about 250 of them on Thursday with more to come. He's going to tell you exactly what he's seeing, including a $500,000 wager that he booked earlier this week. So we'll have all the details on that. Two things I want to remind you of, however, before we jump into that. Number one, if you're going to be in Vegas for the Super Bowl, swing by the Mirage Sportsbook. Saturday night, Sunday during the game, Covers is going to be there, throwing some parties, got some events, some great giveaways. So make sure you swing by to say hello. Number two, if you are tweeting, if you are using social media during the Super Bowl or any time in the buildup, and you're talking about sports gambling, sports betting, use the hashtag IBetTheBigGame. All one word, hashtag IBetTheBigGame. This is us trying to create a rallying cry around the sports gaming industry. We want to unify bettors and exhibit that widespread popularity of sports betting on the biggest betting day of the year, the Super Bowl. Even with the legalization of sports betting in Jersey and throughout the United States on the horizon, sports gambling is still very much taboo in the eyes of many, most of which are not listening to this program. You degens, much like myself, are all about it. But there's a misconception about sports bettors that, you know, many of us are degenerates, problem gamblers, criminals. And this social campaign is aimed at pulling back the veil on just who we really are. Fathers, daughters, doctors, teachers, everyday contributing members of the community, even you guys that showed up at the 50-50 and pounded beers with me all afternoon back in November. You know who you are. I love you. I hope you guys are doing well. So for any social media that you're going to do regarding the Super Bowl, hashtag IBetTheBigGame, all one word. Thank you. This public service announcement has thus concluded.
This is the XFL.
To the Las Vegas desert we go. A good friend of mine, he's the sportsbook director at the South Point Hotel and Casino. You can follow him on Twitter at Andrews Sports. Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Andrews joining us here on the Sharp 600. Chris, how's life in Las Vegas? Do you get as excited about these 2 weeks leading up to the Super Bowl as the fans do?
Joe, I'm like on pins and needles. I don't know if that's good or bad anymore. I really don't. You know, I have like this certain level that I reach, and you're like, hey, guys, ask me, you stressed? You happy? I have no idea. I just have this certain level I get to, and, you know, yeah, I'm worried about almost every little thing.
Take me through the first week of Super Bowl wagering. How has this week, in terms of the side and the total, compared to previous weeks that you've seen in Super Bowl history during your life as a bookmaker?
Well, you know, they're all different. You know, this year we get, you know, I opened six. I thought that was a good number, but they took it off me pretty quick. You know, we went down to 5.5. They took the 5.5 pretty quick too. Went to 5. That slowed them down a little bit, but you know, it was still definitely trending towards the Eagles. So I went to 4.5 yesterday. But before I went to the 4.5, we had a guy come in, you know, a guy that we know, and he bet us $500,000 on the Eagles money line. Now, I walked him down. I didn't give it all one price, you know, but he bet us $500,000 to win $820,000, you know. So that kind of, you know, put us on high alert, and I'm just kind of laughing. I said, well, I guess, you know, the Super Bowl's here now, you know, because this kid's a pretty good player. But, you know, we expect to have some money back the other way. But, you know, the money's pretty heavy on the Eagles right now. So I think, and I've always joked, we never have had to beg for Patriot money over the years. And, you know, we could still, I got some Patriot money starting to show up. But right now we're slanted towards the Eagles, at least on the game itself.
How does a bettor make a $500,000 wager? Does he hand you $500,000 in cash?
Well, he wired it into the cage, and the cage gives him chips. because we're not a bank. You can't take $500,000 out of our place and go somewhere else. But we'll give you chips to make sure that you bet it right here. So that's what we don't want you going to one of the other places with our cash. No, you got to play right here if we're going to take care of you.
So when we're talking about the side and the total for the Super Bowl, you guys have been seeing a lot of Philadelphia Eagle money. What have you been seeing in terms of the over-under? And then the follow-up to that's going to be, what are you anticipating over the next week? Where do you think these numbers are going to settle?
Well, right now, they've betting me over 48, but they're betting me under 48.5. So I'm probably going to go back to 48 a little bit later today. But, when the public comes in, they bet the games over. But right now, pretty even on the total, just like a couple $100 difference, not much at all. But, usually, like I said, public bets over. At this point in time, we'll talk about the props here in a minute, I'm sure. But at this point in time, I'm hoping they bet me over, because on the props, I got a lot of underplay, which is very typical from the wise guys in that first round of betting me the props.
All right, take me through that. On Thursday, the South Point released their prop offerings for this year's Super Bowl. How many did you guys offer to the market? How many are in the book?
I think there's 250 right now, but we haven't done the player props yet. Usually wait till like that second week just to make sure like any injury reports or anything like that, obviously weather we don't have to worry about this year, any like little quirks about certain guys, you just don't want to get caught asleep. And, guys get injured in practice, and, we don't know yet for sure about Gronkowski, although I think he'll be okay, but I heard he hasn't practiced yet, so there's some things like that. And as you got Brady with his hand, and I think that'll be fine too. But you're just waiting for a little bit of confirmation there, and then you put up the player props. But the props we put up yesterday, we did so much business; it was unbelievable.
Take me through that. How many guys are lining up to bet into these things early? Because I would imagine they become available at say 10 a.m. and at that point, everyone's got to study them. No one knows what they are in advance, right?
Well, I would say they don't. Except we really have been using kind of the same props for the last couple of years, and that's the ones that I put out earliest. This was like the first round of props, so I put them out. So I think guys kind of had a pretty good feeling. I got like touchdown passes from each quarterback. I got scoring plays in each quarter. I got total yards from I said I didn't put out the player props, but I did for the quarterbacks. Things like that. So I think there was guys that did have their numbers in mind, so they could go pretty quickly. And like I said, in the second round of props, then I'm going to have things that are like a little more unique to this Super Bowl in particular. And then you're right, they will need a little time to study. But when I put them out yesterday, they were lined up and firing right away.
What'd you notice from the early action? Were there any noticeable trends amongst the bettors where they were all kind of siding towards, something more explosive from the Philadelphia perspective or less explosive from the New England perspective?
Joe, that's the funny thing. You go through all the props, and they bet me almost all the Philly stuff under, including, I have the exact scores, and they bet a lot of low numbers on Philly, 6, 7, 10, 13, 14. Those were the numbers they bet. And, our guys were talking about it. We're saying, well, listen, if Philly wins, very likely they're going to score more than 14 points. I guess you can win 14-10. It is a football game, for God's sake. We took that $500,000 bet on the Eagles money line. And I know it's not like a perfect hedge, but it seems like right now, very unlikely that this guy's going to win his $500,000 bet and all those Philly props under are going to hit. Just like I said, is it perfect? It's not. It's far from it. But it just seems like I don't think this game's going to end like 14-10. I really don't.
Between the $500,000 bet you guys took and then that multi-million dollar wager on the Eagles over at the MGM properties we heard about earlier in the week, it seems like there's a lot of Philly action in town early. But now if you're talking about betting unders on the Philly props, do you think it might be a setup that guys are going to want to come back and play New England later? Or how do you correlate the two?
I don't think it's a setup. I think it's just guys with different opinions. You know, and right now they saw, you know, and listen, we'd had that bet. You know, the guy came in and told me he was going to make it, and he's a guy I know. I don't think he was, well, he obviously wasn't trying to, you know, throw me a curveball. He came in and bet us a half a million. You know, but when I was looking at some of the props, you know, it kind of geared it towards, well, you know, I think, you know, plus he's not the only guy. There's a lot of guys out there that have been betting us Philly so far. You know, so I kind of, I think I shaded the numbers where, you know, giving Philly like a little bit of an advantage, thinking that, you know, they're gonna come to battle here, and you know, people have been betting on them, you know. But then the wise guys came in, and Joe, you know the racket. I mean, if they see value on a number, they're gonna play it. And you know, you look at some of these, and you know, just knowing their mentality from over the years, you know, they know they're not gonna win every bet. You know, they're just, you know, it's virtually impossible. You know, but if they bet a few and, you know, could squeeze out, you know, a couple percent profit margin, you know, then that's what they're looking to do. And, you know, I could see their strategy in it. You know, I did shade some of those numbers towards Philly, you know, playing very well. And, you know, I think that's what they took advantage of in this round. You know, they got to remember, this was just like the first couple hours. You know, so we got a lot of, yeah, you know, what, we've got 10 days yet till the game. Yeah, you know, so there'll be a lot of money back the other way, I'm sure.
Do you get the sense that what you've seen so far could lead to a record handle for Nevada on the Super Bowl? I believe the record is somewhere around $140 million wagered. I think we saw that last year with New England and Atlanta. Do you get the sense that number could be broken this year?
Hey, you know, I hate to make that prediction. You know, I know a lot of other guys in town have said that. But, you know, first of all, Joe, you know, action creates action. And this guy betting us a half a million this early. And I always tell these guys, if you want to make a big, big bet, come as early as you can, you know, just to help me out as a bookmaker. And
I'll figure, help me help you.
Well, yeah, help me help you. Hey, I figure to give you more if you come early, and I feel I could do something with it. So right now, I mean, I look at the half a million, and he's not the only guy to bet the money line. Trust me, there's plenty of other guys on the money line on the Eagles. So conversely, I've, you know, moved the number. That's called bookmaking, and we got a lot of money back on the Patriots already. So, you know, like I said, action creates action, and guys, you know, look at a number, and as a bookmaker, my job's, you know, I'm not looking to get perfectly balanced for sure, you know, but we do move the number, and a lot of money's come back on New England. So in that sense, if that trend continues, then I think there's a pretty good chance we will break the record from last year. But, you know, I'd say so far so good. We got a lot of dough in so far.
You know, before I let you go, and I know there's still plenty of time left, but do you have a personal sense for how this game is going to play out? I know that you're already facing a ton of action being on the other side of the counter. You're playing a game that the rest of us aren't, but is there anything you look at? Do you like Philly plus the points here? Do you even get excited about it from the better perspective?
You know, I used to, but, you know, when I first looked at this game, I kind of liked New England. I thought six was a good number. You know, I just didn't think that Foles could repeat what he did in the last game. And, you know, sometimes, you know, he's been really up and down. That one year, what do you have, 27 touchdowns and like two interceptions,
like, yeah.
That? Yeah, I mean, he was great. But then this year, he wasn't so great. But then last week, he played fantastic. He looked like not just the Foles of old. He looked like Danny Marino out there. He was terrific. You know, but you don't know what you're going to get here. Like, the yards per point is always something I'd look at, you know. And, well, Philly doesn't give up much. Their defense, I think, is great. And I think, really, the surrounding cast for Philadelphia, besides Foles, is really, really good. I think if you take position by position, they're probably better in that sense than New England. But like I said, the yards per point, you know, the Patriots give up a ton of yardage, but not too many points. And, you know, that always kind of confuses me. You know what I mean? But it is Belichick, who, you know, arguably the best coach of all time. You get Tom Brady, obviously the best quarterback, not obviously, arguably the best quarterback of all time. You know, and those are the two most important positions, you know, going into a game. So I think there's a couple of cross currents. But the more I look at it, I really don't like New England, which I did at first. I think this Philly defense is pretty tough. And, I'm not sure scoring is going to be in abundance in this game. I'd probably lean towards the under in this if I did have an opinion. But, you know, I'm just kind of booking it on the square. Wherever they take me, that's what I'm going to need, you know. And like I said, if they kicked off today, I'd need the Patriots. But they're not kicking off today. They're kicking off in like 9 days. So we'll see where I'm at. And, you know, hopefully I can win a few of these props and zig and zag the right way on the game, and hopefully put a few bucks in Michael Gaughan's pocket at the end of the
So check him out on Twitter,
my friend.
Check him out on Twitter at Andrew Sports. If you're going to be in Vegas for the Super Bowl at some point, make your way down to the South Point Hotel and Casino. Say hi to Chris. Say hi to Jimmy. They're two of the best in the business. He's the sportsbook director at the South Point, Chris Andrews, joining us here on the Sharp 600. Tremendous insight, Chris. It is always a pleasure, my friend, getting a chance to catch up with you. Thank you for your time. I look forward to doing it again soon.
You got it, pal. No problem at all. I'd love to talk to you.
I don't think there's anything wrong with partying, bro.
All right, that'll do it for episode 70 of the Sharp 600 as we get closer and closer to Super Bowl 52. Thank you so much for checking us out this week. Greatly appreciate it. If you get the opportunity, remember, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. That, too, would be appreciated. If you're going to be in Vegas, check out Chris Andrews and Jimmy Vaccaro at South Point. Also, check out the Cover Super Bowl party at the Mirage Saturday night and Sunday for the big game. And remember, hashtag, I bet the big game. That's our promo. I bet the big game. That's the hashtag we want you using when you're talking about sports betting during the Super Bowl and everything else surrounding the industry. But for right now, have a great weekend, everybody. Be well and best of luck. I brush with that. I'm an excel step in my closet. Where my big crop.